Let me bang.
I do let you bang.
Let me bang you, Jesus, man.
Let you bang.
Let you bang.
Let you bang.
Greetings, marriage and virgins.
Go for Jesus. No, forget Jesus, people.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for your favorite mixed martial arts podcast. Recording out of Los Angeles, California, it's MMA Roasted with Adam Hunter.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Hey, welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. Me, Adam Hunter. I'm here with the legend Don Fry, as well as Greg Romero Wilson. McCorkle's coming. I know McCorkle has big news for us.
Is he pregnant?
Really?
Yes. Very, very.
He's pregnant?
He's pregnant.
Yes. I was gonna say, is he divorcing his dogs?
He's pregnant with your baby, Don.
Only if you were a transfer.
I don't even know what he said, but it sounds funny.
Yes.
But it's going to be a great show, man. Greg, how you doing?
Good. I'm repping my Dallas Cowboys for the last time this year. This season, I guess we won't see this gear again until August. I'll start dragging it. We got butt fucked on national television. Not as bad as the Eagles, but we didn't do poorly on Sunday. So, you know, good night to the season. Way to go, Cowboys. You sucked once again.
Who is the favorite?
The Cowboys by 2.5. So, and they were at home, and it's a 3-point differential when you're at home. So that just shows you they didn't. Nobody believed in the Cowboys. Everybody was picking the Niners, and they were fucking right to do so. So there you go.
So I had a show. I was in Tulsa over the weekend. Right, do a show, and there's this like cute Asian girl in the front with a guy, and I'm like, you know, making jokes and we're laughing. And after the show, I'm selling T-shirts, and one of my shirts says, "Putting out the first night does not make you a slut." And then on the back, it says, it makes you a team player.
Right? Exactly. Great T-shirt. Love it.
So the girl goes, "I'm from China. What does putting out mean?" And I'm trying to, like, explain to her, well, it means, you know, like, you're on a date, you let a guy touch your boobs or put, you know, a finger in you or something, or, you know, or make out. I'm trying to, like, be very delicate.
That's delicate? That's the delicate approach? You should have just said, you know, it's what he bought you for.
Well, she goes, "Oh, I fuck on first night."
Like, and you'd have been like, "You're a team player."
Turns out she wasn't even. It turns out she wasn't even like on a. She was married and they had an open relationship because somebody saw her on a date the night before with her husband. Like, this chick from China is no joke. Don, do the girls?
Yeah.
Do you usually get girls to put out the first night with you?
Oh, they better. They're wasting my time. Hell, you know, unfortunately, my ex-wife, my second ex-wife did, and apparently she did that for a lot of others also, so.
Yeah, man,
we weren't in an open relationship, to my knowledge, you know.
Well, one of you was.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I tell you, I got those shows coming up in Tucson at Laughs in Tucson at the end of February. And of course, Don said on the show that he was going to come. And so now I've been getting messages going, "So Don's going to be in your shows for sure?" Like, no one gives a fuck about me doing the show. All they care about is that Don is definitely going to be there. So Don, I just want you to know your fans are waiting for you.
That is hilarious.
All right, well, you got to make sure. Gotta make sure I have the right date and time and all that, you know.
Will do. I'll be sure and make sure you do. It's the last weekend of February, so it'll be a lot of fun.
So then, like, Greg, on the Saturday early show, Don, also, so these like 10 girls show up, right? So it's like in between shows, they're for the late show, and one girl goes, "Hey, I saw you 10 years ago. We have a picture together." I go, "Oh, cool." You know, they're a little older. I mean, my age, like 40, in the 40s, you know. And she goes, "Are you gonna be funny this time?" And I was like, "Oh, okay, ha 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 ha." And then I like leave the room and I'm out, and like there was like no green room. So I was like in the hallway, like,
oh, I hate that.
Ugh. By myself, and I'm FaceTiming with my wife and kid, right? And I haven't seen them all day. And then these girls start yelling at me, "Hey, you look like Hacksaw Jim Duggan," like while I'm on the phone with my kid. Like, which I don't even look like Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Like, how do they even know who Hacksaw Jim Duggan? Like,
that's a deep reference. I mean, that's an old reference for chicks. I mean, that's weird.
So then I was like, so then they were talking all through the first comic, right? Talking to the host, and like the wait staff kept going over, hey, will you quiet down? They were giggling, you know, mimicking the waitress, the manager. It was just like, I was annoyed, right? But I'm like, okay, don't bring this to the stage because, you know, Greg, I don't want to go on there with this. Like,
yeah.
But right, so I'm doing well, and they're quiet. Right away, one of them pipes up like 10 minutes in, and I go, you guys make The View look fuckable.
Solid reference.
Dude, they got so angry, right? Like they were mad.
Exactly. You just said. I mean, you.
What would you expect otherwise?
That was a deep burn, brother. That was a deep burn.
That was worse than calling them Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
The whole place was on the floor, right? And then, everyone was mad at them for talking the whole time, right? And then I was like, you know what? Then I just told the crowd what happened. I go, this is what she said. I'm on the phone with my fucking wife and kid. I haven't talked to them.
And then
I was like, I go, what are you guys celebrating? They're like, we're celebrating something. I'm like, what, menopause? And then Woo. It was just like, yeah, it was one after another. And then afterwards, they were like, why were you so mean to us?
Oh my God.
I go,
you want to shut the fuck up?
Yeah, I was talking to my kid. I haven't seen my kid all day. I haven't seen him in 3-4 days. Like, I was talking to my daughter, and you're yelling shit at me.
That's like when they do that, and then they're like, I was helping you. Like, no, I don't need your help. I've done a million shows. You weren't there for any of them. I don't need your fucking help tonight. Jesus Christ.
Unbelievable. So that was that. But Tulsa.
They messed with the wrong guy, boy. I'll tell you what, you mess with the bull, you get the horns. That's the way it goes.
Yeah, well, it's one thing what's like, make fun of me, but when I'm talking to my kid, it's like, shut the fuck up. Like, that's my child, you know? I mean, literally yesterday I was at the playground with my kid, like an indoor playground, and this boy kept coming over. He didn't speak any English. I don't know. I couldn't tell if he was like mute or what. He kept touching my daughter. Like, I mean, he was like three or four, but he kept grabbing her the back. And she was wearing like, kind of like almost like a cashmere like thing. Like, it was kind of cool. Like, but I was like, I'm like, where's your mom or dad? And he pointed.
Hold on 1 second. Is someone falling down the stairs? What is happening? What is all that fucking noise? Jesus.
So somebody kept touching my kid. It was a little kid, you know, it was like three.
Yeah.
He just kept grabbing her back. I think he wanted to play. But these parents let their kid on this playground and they go in the corner. They're not even looking. Like, there's a wall between them. So
right. They don't even care. They're like, go have fun. And now it's not a problem.
I like told the parents, I'm like, hey, you know, is this your son keeps grabbing my daughter. And then they didn't speak English either. And I was like, so I explained to them.
You were like, where's Don Fry when I need him?
But then the mom was about to yell at the kid. The mom was about to like smack the kid. I was like, no, it wasn't his fault. The kid just wanted to play. You know, I was like protecting the boy. I was like, it's okay. He just wanted to, you know. But geez, Louise. Sean, were you?
Well, then why did you file a complaint?
Because he needed to know that he shouldn't go around touching other girls.
Well, then he needs to have the shit smacked out of him, man.
Thank you. What I just said, where's Don Fry when you need him? That would have been a perfect Don Fry learning moment.
But he was just grabbing her back. He wasn't like trying to like feel her up or anything. He was just grabbing her back, but it was just not the right.
I got to tell you, okay, that's got to be the tough. Wait. Go ahead.
It's either fucking wrong or it's right. So what's your fucking call on it?
It's wrong, but I don't think it was malicious. I think it was innocent wrong.
Were you just trying not to handle another person's child? Was that the dilemma you were in?
No, but my daughter looked at me and said, why is he touching me? Stop touching me.
I mean, he wants to smash. That's clear. I mean, you know, he doesn't realize that's what he wants, but that's clearly what he wants. When I was a kid and I saw a girl, I wanted to smash. I was fucking 4 years old. I wanted to smash. You don't know why, you just do.
I'm not sure he wanted to smash. I'm trying to figure out where that noise is coming from. It's coming from Don.
It's not quiet when you eat a bowl of nails.
Don.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Are you in the bathtub? What are you doing right now?
I'm in the bathtub. Yeah.
Okay, now it's better.
All right.
Dawn, you had a big weekend. Yeah. I don't want to spoil your surprise, but will you tell us what happened?
Well, I went to Las Vegas, and it turns out, you know, like what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, except whatever illness I picked up out there.
Sure.
So that's great. And the nice part was that they're so mask crazy there and on the plane there. I actually wore a mask all weekend.
Yeah, you
like
did.
I literally wore it every time. I mean, they woke me up at 2 a.m. on the plane to tell me my mask had slipped a little bit down. Yeah, I was loving the irony of being on a plane with the air blowing down into my mask, recirculated air, but I got to pull it up over my nose while the stewardess has hers down while she's eating and drinking, talking to me right next to me, telling me to put mine on. So that was awesome. But now, no, I got it.
Don, what do I hold on, guys. Hold on, guys. What do I do about this noise? Is there any way, because do you guys, hear this?
Yeah, it sounds like he's letting his dog eat the phone.
Don.
Oh, she's a foot away from the phone, buddy. All right, Quinn. They don't appreciate. They don't appreciate good nature.
It really is a dog. It really is his dog.
I knew it. And listen, there's you want to know who Don loves? It's that dog. That
Don,
is
we
the
have you for, Don,
I know.
Don, we have you for an hour a week if you remember, and it's the right hour. Because half the time you call me at 11 or 3 o'clock and go, where's the podcast? All right. Is there any way you could not have a dog fighting ring right now?
Put syndrome in the doghouse.
Some little fucking bastard fill your daughter up on the playground because I can't fucking pay my dog.
Okay. Don is actually giving his dog a bath while this podcast is going on. That's
McCorkle, that was not what I wanted to talk to you about. There was big news. You announced it on Facebook. What happened?
I got engaged. It's Don Koff. Yeah, I got engaged over the weekend for the second time. So,
Woman. Oh my! I was gonna say to a woman.
Don's ex-wife. So
nice.
Good luck, buddy. You'll be sorry.
I heard such wonderful things about her. I figured I might as well give it a shot.
Sean, she's out there getting her last licks in right now.
Sean, you're such a tough guy right now, but you were so nervous. You kept texting me, where should I do it? What do I do? I'm really nervous. You were sweating. So let's keep real. What happened?
No, I was trying to make it like, dude, you cannot imagine how bad that trip was from beginning to end. Everything could go wrong, possibly wrong. So I thought of 100 different things. I kept coming up with good ideas, like having an Elvis impersonator involved somehow, but I thought she probably wouldn't appreciate that down the road. So I was trying to think of everything I could possibly do. Come up with, I'll just be lame and do it like in front of the Bellagio fountains, you know, and all that. And so we go there, and as I'm like, the music starts playing, a guy comes up and is like, hey, do you want me to take your pictures? And I thought, well, this is going to work out great, you know what I mean, or whatever, like, you know, because I wasn't paying $800 to have a photographer there for 10 minutes, like in Vegas once. So I was like, sure. And he doesn't know I'm going to propose. So he goes into a full photo shoot while the music in the fountains are going, hey, put one arm here. Hey, give her a kiss on the forehead, do this and that. So eventually we missed the fountains because this guy just did a photo shoot with us, you know, or whatever. So then I have to try to talk her into, hey, you want to watch him again? Sit here for 30 minutes? You know, it was absolutely ridiculous. The whole thing was, but I made up for it with a massive $30,000 diamond in her diamond ring. So it worked out.
Wow. So, that's like three dogs.
Okay.
I know. That's what I was saying. You had to sell three dogs to get it. So.
Wow. Okay. So now listen, was it, obviously you said you were never going to get married again. I know your girl. She's amazing. Well,
beautiful. That's still the plan. Oh. I'm just kidding.
Hold her off for 40 years of that $30,000 diamond.
He just bought himself 5 more years. That's all. Now,
but your girl's beautiful, and she's a 10. She's awesome. Was it you were afraid to lose her? Like she wanted to get engaged?
Well, no. I mean, when we started dating, I knew that she wanted to eventually get married and stuff. That was part of the deal going in, and she knew I didn't want to, so we compromised and decided to get married. So
that sounds right. No, that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, she told me when we first started dating that's something she wanted. I understood. Like, I can't, just because I married Satan the first time around, I can't be her fault. Like, I make her suffer, you know? So if I'd have married her the first time around, it would have worked out great, especially since she was only 6 when I got married the first time. So, yeah. So I could have raised her correctly to act right and do stuff, and then we'd have been fine. But, yeah, no, it's a little odd. I think we're kind of like the odd couple. Like, she's real good looking, and I'm just, you know, me. But yeah, she's real nice, and
you're a handsome devil. So that's great, man. I mean, now you saw Jim Brewer too?
Yeah, man. That was, I'll tell you what, Jim Brewer, his first 10 minutes was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. And I wasn't not a fan, but he was just okay to me. He was never that great, but he did a whole thing on COVID. not even on COVID, on the mask stuff and the vaccine stuff. It was right up my alley. The funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. That place was dying. We went to the comedy show the first night. And I got an argument with some people who were in my seat. And turns out I bought tickets for the wrong night. So I'm telling people, get up. You're in my seat.
Oh, my God.
These people. And they're like, no, we're really not. And I was like, I got my ticket right here. Get up and go find your seat. You know, and they bring the people over to try to square it away. And I look down, I see Saturday. I was like, you know what? You guys can have the seat. I'll go tomorrow night instead. You know, or whatever. Like,
you know what?
You know what? I'm just going to moonwalk out of here real quick.
Right? Yeah. I'm going to be the bigger man, literally and figuratively, and let you guys have your seats.
So. You know what's crazy? I always thought Jim Brewer was funny. But before he was like almost like family friendly and just like was like goat boy. He became super political, and it's he's like super charged now, and it's funnier like than he's ever been. Like he's like sort of lost his mind, but in like a funny way.
He literally looked like he lost his mind. It was the funniest. He just come out and started screaming. He's like, "Get your masks up, everybody in the crowd, you know, or whatever." And then he starts walking like a Nazi, but for some reason he's talking like an Englishman from the 1800s. Like, I don't know, that was the accent he was doing. So he's like marching back and forth like a Nazi saying, I know science, you know what I mean? Follow the science, you know, like all this. It was like a 15-minute riff. It was the funniest stuff ever. But then he basically just talked about how his wife hated him for years. And like watching him, it's kind of easy to understand how he might be hard to live with, because it's like, I don't think he does cocaine necessarily, but it was like he was on coke all the time. Like he was.
So he stole Sam Kinison's act.
More or less, no. But he's the king of sound effects. I'll tell you that. At one point, he became a bird. I don't remember why, but at some point it was like he was a bird, and I swear it was.
He became a bird.
I looked at him. I don't remember what the joke was, but I was like, damn, people
are exactly
like a bird.
Who the fuck was on coke?
Oh, I couldn't snort it because I had my mask on and up over my nose the whole time properly, the way it's supposed to be. So.
Well, congrats on getting engaged, Sean. It's a big deal for you, man.
Yeah.
Super happy for you. I know your girl. She's awesome. So,
yeah.
For you. And she could put up with you.
I know. I'm definitely getting the better end of the deal for sure. So.
You know, and that's the way you want it to be. If we're being honest,
right.
You really want both people to think. No, you really want both people to think that they're getting the better end of the deal. That's how it stays together. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
So Adam's marriage is doomed.
Thank you, but that's true for us. You
know? That's right. That's right.
Did you guys watch the fight Saturday?
A few of them.
No.
All right. Well,
I watched three of them. I watched the main one, the Chiesa. Cater fight, and I watched Chookagian and the Royval fight, which was absolute, I don't know what the fuck those judges were watching at the Royval fight. So,
well, the Giga fight versus Calvin Kattar was a good fight. You know, it was one of those 50, like they had 50-45 scores, but it was like really close. It's weird. Sometimes like that, like it was way closer. Every round was super close, but Kattar won.
I didn't think that at all. I thought only the first round was close. After that, I thought it was Cater's fight. I thought he dominated him. Although, also, I thought it also showed that he had some weaknesses. I mean, obviously, Chiesa's speed would have beaten him if he had more power. And, you know, he had zero ground game. I mean, like, nothing. And, like, Cater abandoned the ground game because he knew he could go to it at any fucking second.
I don't know. I mean, like, close as in, like, it wasn't as dominant. Well, I don't think it was that one-sided. I thought Giga. But after the fight, Giga says, I beat him 9 out of 10 times. Now, after you, what's the point of even saying that when you've just lost 3 days before that? I mean, even if it's true, like, you're not going to be able to prove it for, like, 3 or 4 more fights.
He beat the odds then, so that's good.
Yeah, and if that's the case, well, it's too bad it wasn't one of those 9 other times, because it was the one time where you got your ass whooped.
Don, was there ever a fight that you lost where you thought you went 9 out of 10 times?
Yeah, I don't know, partner. I'm sure every fighter thinks they won when they lose. You know, they got cheated. So I'm sure. Fuck. You know, it's just like every comedian thinks he's funny when he shits on the stage.
That's very.
I know when I
thanks
Marcon,
for thanks
I was
for
sure
dragging us down with you. That's very nice.
You don't think guys go a lot down alone, did you?
I think he was talking about Brendan Schaub on that one, but no. I thought when I fought Mark Hunt, I was pretty sure I should have lost 9 out of 10 times, so it worked out.
Nah, man. I mean, Sean, I think that you I think you're just too humble because
I guess.
You were not losing that fight. Now, this was since me and Gregor only saw the fights last week, I guess we'll move on to this week's fight. Ngannou versus...
Wait a minute. Can we just 1 second, can we talk about that Royval fight? Because how did he win that fucking fight? Bonterine dominated him 2 out of 3 and probably the first round too. My mind was blown. It was mind-boggling. Like, your mind's all in a bottle.
I thought Royval won. Then I watched it again, but I thought Royval won that fight.
I mean, he won in a split decision, but you heard the audience boo their fucking brains out because I think even Bonterine, he just walked out like, I don't know how the fuck they called. I mean, he dominated him for 2 of 3 rounds. Wasn't even close.
I didn't see it that way. Maybe I got to watch it again because I watched it with the sound off at the comedy club.
And your eyes closed.
Yeah, I thought Robot won.
Where was the fight at?
It was in Vegas.
The Apex.
Yeah, at the Apex. Oh, fuck. All right, so
before most people watch Brendan Schaub's comedy with the sound off, so
before we get to the fights, this week, before we get to the fights, sorry for interrupting you. Mike Tyson, they're saying, is going to fight Jake Paul. According to sources, they're each getting $50 million or a 50-49 million split. But then Tyson the next day said this is the first he's heard of it. But he might have been on mushrooms or DMT, and maybe he actually did say he would do it and then forgot it. Mike Tyson wins this fight, right?
Yeah, I don't know how well his reading skills are or that of his agent, you know. So when he goes to read the parts that do not knock him out, you know, I think just skip over that.
Yeah, I hope they redline that because – there's no way. I don't think he can control his power when he lets it go, and I don't want him to anyway. If this fight happens and there's no knockout clause, I'll pay to see this one.
Yes. But, I mean, he'll be 55 years old, though, too. He's not a young Mike Tyson.
He's still the real deal. Killer.
The guy's a fucking monster. You'll fucking break that guy's jaw and neck with one punch.
I mean, if they let him show up the same way he showed up against Roy Jones Jr., And it's no drug testing, Tyson all day. If it's an exhibition, they're saying. If it's a sanctioned fight and they got a drug test, I still think Tyson wins, but it might get closer. McCorkle.
Well, it depends on what they're testing for, because anymore, I mean, the guys, people think there's no steroids in the UFC. It's just the guys with big money can still take them, because you can always get a chemist to, you know, alter things. So they're always a step ahead of USADA, you know? That's how Conor McGregor got as big as he did that fast. And then, like, he's not tested positive for anything. You know, like, that's why I didn't like it when I was in the UFC. Like, I had to worry about getting caught, but no one else, like, all the guys with big money didn't have to. More the guys from Brazil, like Vitor Belfort, who tests negative for steroids, but his testosterone is 1,800 when it should be 300, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you've got the money, you can pay somebody to alter it so you won't get caught.
Well, what's his name? That fucking, the cyclist. I mean, he managed to pump up and beat the tests for 7 years in a row and win the French Alps thing. I don't know any of the names for anything today, but Lance Armstrong, you know, 7 years in a row. They never caught him. He just fucking just decided to admit it one fucking day.
Did you hear about that?
They're all doing it, man. Come on.
Did you hear about that swimmer, Greg? You hear about that swimmer from University of Pennsylvania, the transgender? So the guy, it was a guy who made the team as a freshman and then quit swimming, came back as a junior on the women's team, and is now breaking every single record, like lapping everybody. And of course, people are angry about this, which they should be. And the only
fuck no. Hey, listen, I did 5 years ago or so. I did a seminar with Boss Rutten and somebody else over in Austin, Texas. And afterwards, Boss sat me down and said, "Listen, Don, I'm just sorry, but you know I can't use you anymore. You offended a couple of girls because you said guys are stronger than girls. So therefore I got fired by Boss Root and lost a job because these little fucking twits, you know, can't accept the fact that men are fucking more powerful than women. And now here's the fucking evidence." So they had sucked.
Well, the thing
balls.
Is, she lost, right? Okay, so the swimmer lost, but she lost to another transgender. I'm not kidding.
Is she suing?
Pretty soon there's going to be no women in women's sports.
Dude.
Oh my God, this is so. First of all, thank you for opening this can of worms. We definitely won't get any hate mail for this one. And you know, Don, you know what, that you know, you can't speak the truth anymore. I guess saying the obvious is the fucking, you know, I don't know.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
We just let shit happen, and it exposes itself, and there's your proof. You know, shit, you idiots are so stupid. You know, so. I mean, just like when that transgender, whatever it is, beat up that poor gal. You know, that's fucking insane. But if they're going to allow it, you know, somebody's going to end up getting sued. I hope it's the Nevada Athletic Commission, you know?
Well, I just don't know who's really for this. I mean, other than, I mean, because even Caitlyn Jenner said that he thinks that they have an unfair advantage. And I think that Caitlyn would know, or she thinks. Unfair advantage. I think Caitlyn would be. I mean, Caitlyn won the Olympics. Like, if anybody
as a woman, Ruth, that's what's even crazier.
Yeah, yeah.
Ruth won the Olympics, not Caitlyn. Okay,
right. Bruce
Caitlyn wasn't even around. Caitlyn was just wearing his wife's shoes at the time. You know, so but
there you want.
All right. So,
wait, Caitlyn was wearing his wife's shoes. Wait, what?
Oh my God.
Now I'm just confused. All right. Yeah, so, and Ganu versus.
Listen, why do you think Bruce could run so fast? He was running away from Caitlyn.
Dude, somebody said that was the best 10-year challenge ever.
Yeah.
So the 10-year challenge, I was posting left and right, and I had McLovin. Turned into Roxanne Modafari. And then all of a sudden, everyone started going, that's fucked up. You're terrible. I can't laugh. So me and Roxy are friends. I go, do you care? She's like, this is hilarious. And she reposted it. She's like, that's great. I love it. I can never get a... It's like, why is everyone offended on behalf of the people who are not offended? It's like...
That is the downfall of the whole comments world, is everyone wants to get offended over everything. That's nothing to do with them.
Nothing.
It has nothing to do with them whatsoever. You either think it's funny or not.
It's goddamn business.
Right.
Especially when the person involved, and the worst is, the person involved says, this is fucking funny, and they double down on their outrage because they're like, well, then I'm outraged that she's not outraged. Like, go fuck. Everyone just minds your business.
I know. They go, even though they think it's funny, I still don't think you should do it. I'm like, dude. Listen.
That's what I'm saying. They double down on the outrage. Like, I still don't agree with it. Nope. No, no, no. Why can't – no one can ever just admit, hey, you know what, then it's fine. If they don't mind, I don't mind. Oh, no. No one can change your mind.
No, I I DM people going, hey, just so you know, I talk to this person. They think it's funny. And then they fucking screenshot the DM. And I'm like, all right, you know, I forget it. Like, I was.
Well, and you got to know that. You got to know anything you type in there is going to be, that's it. It's, they can use it and put it on blast, and they're going to. There's zero discretion. Nothing is private. The second you type it in, it's for the world to see.
So, Francis Ngannou is taking on Ciryl Gane this week. Man, you know, I was going to say, I think Ngannou is going to win, but. He seems so distracted with potentially fighting Tyson Fury. He wants to leave the UFC. He says he's not getting enough money. He's talking about all these other things. He's giving his comments. I just feel like this Gane has no pressure on him. They've sparred before, and he's a smart fighter. Like, well, even when he fought the Black Beast, he didn't let the Black Beast just, you know, a lot of these guys who lose to Ngannou, they go punch for punch, and then they just get fucking blasted out. I'm picking Gane in this one. Don Fry, who wins this fight?
I'm with you, unfortunately. I have to agree with you.
which is his least favorite thing to do.
I'm holding on to my wanker right now to make sure it's still there. You know?
Greg?
I got to agree with you, too. Anytime you notice that and you say that, you're usually right. You know, you've made a couple of really calls like this that tended to be accurate. And distraction is a huge part of the preparation. You know, it requires total focus. And yeah, the guy, the up and coming guy, no pressure, total focus, no distraction. Versus the guy on top who's bored, who wants to go do this, who's not. You're 100% right. I'd put all my money, minus 155, throw it on Gane. Unless, of course, you're McCorkle. That means Gane's going to lose.
Right.
I actually,
hope you're going for Engano.
If I was going to bet, I'm not going to probably, but if I was, I would bet Engano by knockout. So guarantee a Engano win by decision. So whatever my initial feeling is, it's always wrong.
Now, just whatever you do, don't try to make that 30,000 back this weekend.
Right.
Yeah. Just don't do that.
Now, what happens if Engano wins, right? And then he says, you know what, UFC, I'm leaving. I want to test my free agency. And then Bellator or fucking PFL or somebody, you know, Ryzen or one of these companies, 1FC says, you know what, we'll triple your money. That would be the first time since Fedor that the UFC didn't have the best heavyweight in the world. Would the UFC let that happen? What do you think, Sean?
You're saying if Ganu leaves?
Yeah.
Yeah, he can. If he wins, he's still got to fight for him again. They've got like a champion's clause where basically you're going to have to continue to fight for them until you're not the champion. I know he's got to do at least one more fight. If he wins this, even though it's the last fight, he's got to do one more. And then after that, he might be able to like be let go if he promises him his soul and firstborn child and all the money he'll make in any other organization, then he might be able to get out to do something else. But yeah, that's Dana White even said in an interview, he's got at least, if he wins, he's got at least one more after that. And it probably doesn't have to be within the next 18 months. So they'll just sit him for 18 months and then have him fight. So
bet on God.
Yeah. Ngannou would be better off. He would be better off to fake an injury and lose and then be free from his contract as opposed to – he probably would be better off to lose, but to fake an injury or something to lose would be better off.
So. Yeah. I you know, the one thing is that the UFC, one thing they want is the baddest man on the planet, which is normally the heavyweight champion. And I think he gets flatlined by Tyson Fury and, you know, any boxer because he's never had a boxing match. So – you know, as you know, tough as this guy is and as hard as he hits, it's a different sport.
What's up, people? Bet Online would like to wish you a very happy new betting year as we continue to march to the playoffs and beyond. Bet Online remains the number one spot for all the best sports wagering action for 2022. It's a new year, it's a new updated desktop and mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code CLNS50 to get started. They got football, basketball, hockey, boxing, UFC, to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of the amazing offers available for 2022. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, check them out now.
Brandon Moreno.
It ain't shoveling sand, you know. That's the thing. There's a hell of a difference between shoveling sand and boxing. You know, there's a lot of different rules spread.
And, yeah. You know, if Gon does beat him, legitimately beats him, that might inspire him to actually, you know, focus and fight again, you know, give him something to work against.
What's crazy is that Gon has to fight.
If he's saying, I don't want to be here anymore, you know, and on top of the other distractions, well, then he's fucked because his heart's not into it. And if your heart's not into it, you're going to get hurt.
I think really what it is, he said he's getting paid $500,000 on average to fight title fights, even with his percentage of the pay-per-view. He can go fight Tyson Fury or anybody, make $10 million easy. So he'd have to fight 20 fights in the UFC as a champion to win. So he probably doesn't really care if it were like about winning against Tyson Fury. He's probably just trying to get paid, you know, like if he was to fight a guy like that, he's going to have to fight 20 or 30 times UFC to make that same amount of money. Same as McGregor didn't think he was going to beat Floyd Mayweather, I'm sure, but he knew he was going to make $75 or $100 million, which he would make that 10 fights in the UFC. So,
Do you think it's more important to make $500,000 and be the champ or to go into a fight where you're 90% going to lose and make $10 million?
I'd rather make $10 million.
I think $10 million sounds pretty good. Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, all those guys are losing to Jake Paul for $1 million. So, you know.
Depends on the stage of your career.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like Tyron Woodley, right? Like Woodley, I mean, where does he go from here? And like Tyron's a friend of mine, and I actually wrote a joke about him, and then I tweeted him, like, you mind if I mic this? He's like, nah, I'd rather not. So, me and Tyron are friends. Like, I'm not going to – I nothing but respect and love for Tyron Woodley. But losing to Jake Paul like the way he did, what does he do now?
Well, he's 40 anyway, though, and he made more in those two fights.
Hey, exactly, yeah. Don. That's exactly what I was saying. You sit around, you count that fucking money you got for fucking taking a dive. That's what you do.
Yeah.
Ngannou, and you know, the other thing about Ngannou, I mean, people always do this, they become successful, and then they want to, you know, no one would know the name Francis Ngannou without the UFC. You know, so he could be mad at the UFC all he wants, but he wouldn't be making $1 million a fight without them. So he may be jealous of the Buddy Tyson Fury, but he chose boxing, you chose martial arts, and, you know, you're nothing without this organization.
And you know what? Go back 10 years ago when you were shoveling sand. You know, yeah. Fucking $500,000, a lot better view on life than a bucket of sand. And, you know, what are you getting, $150 a day? You
know, yeah.
So
Brandon, I like shoveling sand. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
So Brandon Moreno is taking on Vivian Figueiredo. I think Moreno's going to win again. I do. I think that some of these guys, like Division was clearing everyone out, just running through everybody. And I feel like a lot of these guys, you know, they lose, and then their whole, like, their bubble bursts. And I think that Moreno's got this guy's number. I think he wins again. I think he likes the attention. He likes the celebrity. He's not getting to his head. Seems like a real well-adjusted kid. He's married. He seems like a real – I don't know Figueiredo, although Figueiredo is training with Henry Cejudo, so obviously his wrestling's better. But I still think Moreno wins this. Greg.
I disagree. I think he was facing a distracted – what you just said, it's so funny. You just said he's loving the fame, he's loving the thing, but he's not distracted. And I think those are two contradictory statements. You know, if you're loving the fame, you're loving to be a celebrity, then guess what? You're probably a little bit distracted. I think that's exactly what left the door open against Figueiredo the last time. I think now the roles are reversed. I think you see a more aggressive, a more focused guy in Davison. I like Davison in this one.
McCorkle.
I think Moreno, man, I know when he won last time, he was so happy. He walked out of that arena like he was 5 foot tall.
shut up. Yeah, for all Latinos, you fucking shut your fucking mouth.
Yeah, I'll go Moreno, man. I don't know. I've not seen very many guys that can be that happy while fighting. Like, it looks like that's really what he loves doing. Like, constantly got a smile on his face. So, yeah, I'll say Moreno, but I'm always wrong. So,
Don?
My heart's really broken because I agree with McCorkle. Shit, now I don't know what to do. I
think he was at my first.
Hold my bed.
Yeah.
Don's voice sounds like he's drinking that sand that Ngannou's shoveling.
Moreno was at my first special, and he was like with 9 of his teammates, and I was like, "Oh, you guys all come in the same car." Yeah. I was just shitting on him left and right, and they were like having the best time ever. He's such a good dude. His teammates are awesome. I like him a lot. By the way, Henry Cejudo.
Hey, listen, I love him too. I love that he's Mexican. I love he's the first Mexican champ. I'm Mexican. I'm very proud of him. I think he's fan. But I think Davison comes back on him this time.
Now, are you 100% Mexican?
I'm like 80%. Yeah.
Do you speak Spanish at all?
Nope.
Do your parents?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, that was the thing. Growing up, they used it as their secret language. So they could talk about us in front of us. So they never taught it to us. So, and we were raised, you know, we were raised in the suburbs. So it wasn't anything that I, you know, really, you know, would never, like, I took a Spanish class and it didn't stick. So there you go.
Dude, me and my wife, dude. I'll like be in the car talking to my sister or someone. I'll be like, yeah, I can't believe that like so-and-so did, and I'll have the baby in the car, did so much C-O-K-E. And she'll go, Coke? And I'm like... I'm like, I wasn't quizzing you, but like just fucking.
Hey, can I tell you, I always thought I was like 100% Mexican because both my parents are totally Mexican. The Wilson thing is an adoption. My dad was adopted by his stepdad and went from Calleros to Wilson. So we're not really Wilsons. But then we did the DNA test. And of course, you know, if you're Mexican, you got a lot of the other things in you too. So, you know, pretty much everyone that came over and conquered, you know, so it's Spanish, it's Aztec, and then there's like a myriad of other things thrown in there.
And McCorkle, you're part Jewish, right?
Yeah, I'm a Aryan Jew. So like I'm like 75% Aryan and 25% Jewish.
So, oh man, I want to make a joke here, but I don't want to get canceled. So. I'm like, so you're constantly trying to kill yourself.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh God.
I'm so sorry.
By the way, so Henry Cejudo and McGregor are in a Twitter feud, by the way, because Henry tweeted, like, hey, Dana White, listen, I want to come back. I want to fight Volkanovski. What am I going to do? I'll learn how to river dance, and I'll beat up an old guy at a bar. So then fucking Connor tweets out, Henry Cejudo is a little fart. And then Henry writes back, what do you know about farting? You're always out of gas.
Oh!
Yes. And then everyone went, oh! And then Connor deleted the tweet. He fucking deleted. And people were like, the two best fighters in the world are doing fart jokes at each other. Like, this is the great sport. So, Michael Pereira, he's the guy who always says that. He's like the guy that like grew up in the circus or something from Brazil that's making all those flips, you know. He's fighting Andre Fiajo. That should be a good fight as well.
There's zero information about him on the UFC website. There's not a picture. According to the website right now, his record. Did he lose who he was supposed to fight?
Yes. Fiajo lost Antonio Dos Santos Jr.
Okay.
The other guy lost three in a row.
I'm going to have to, before I bet, I'm going to find out what his record is against circus performers, like his previous record against circus performers. Like he beat a trapeze artist and a bearded lady. Wait, bearded lady's not the circus, right? Oh,
sure it is.
Good. McCorkle, you made me laugh because I think about how you find like the one thing that's like ridiculous and you repeat it over like with like Lauren Murphy, you're like, well, it depends who's on heroin this week. You kept saying whoever the heroin, and you said it like 19 times during that podcast. I was laughing all week thinking about you mentioning the heroin. Like,
I'm an expert at running things into the ground till they're not funny, and then they become funny again if you just keep pushing.
Yes. Saeed,
unless you keep watching Brendan Schaub's comedy special, it gets worse.
What do we got? That's got to be at least three now.
Saeed Nurmagomedov is fighting Cody Stamann. Cody's a great guy. I think his brother passed away, and he dedicated a couple fights to his brother. Really good fighter. He's on a two-fight losing streak. Lost to Merab, this guy Merab, has got a crazy gas tank. And he lost to Jimmy Rivera, Jimmy Rivera is doing trigon fighting now, or triad fighting, in a triangle in the next event. And then he lost to Song Yadong, but he beat Brian Kelleher.
What? What?
There's a fighter named Song Yadong.
Is that like some kind of COVID-19 thing?
No, he's actually a pretty good Song Yadong. Yadong, he's very explosive.
It's the anthem like of that. Pride Month.
Hey, Don's doctor called him and told him he had herpes, and he's like, "Where?" He said, "It's on Yadong."
I didn't hear that one.
Yo, dude, Yadong actually like he like starts off small, but he grows during the fight.
Oh my god!
Shoot all over the guy's face. All right, so then also a bunch of other guys are fighting. Victor Henry, he's a good fighter. He's a kind of a local guy. I think Josh Barnett actually took.
Can we just answer the question I think most people have, which maybe they know, I don't know, but is this Nurmagomedov, is he related to Khabib? I know half the dudes in that area have this last name, so I don't know if this is a direct relative, or is just they're just like, listen, they'll never notice the difference. Put him in there.
I believe he is like cousins or something. I think he's cousins. There's a lot of Nurmagomedov. By the way,
yeah, exactly.
By the way, I heard in Khabib's organization, Eagle FC, they don't have ring girls, because he's not a fan of ring girls. He thinks that they're like the most least important people in the. Which I mean, come on.
There you go, John. You got a job, buddy. You got a job.
As a matter of analysis, he's not wrong. I mean,
it's a kind of a tradition, no? By the way,
in Muslim countries, it's tradition for women to walk around half naked.
Yes, exactly. To put on bikinis and strut around with a number over their head.
But it's in Florida.
While riding the pig.
It's in Florida, though. By the way, they stole your idea, Sean. They had I saw on Fight TV, they had pillow fights.
Did they?
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll see a check for that, just like I saw a check for my Topps trading cards from the UFC that I never got, or my video game money, or my shirts, or never saw residuals on any of that either.
Matt Steamroller Frivola is fighting. He lost to Terrence McKinney in 7 seconds the last fight. He's a good fighter, though. He beat Luis Pena.
So steamroller is what happens to him.
Shame.
By the way, they wouldn't announce that guy's name, by the way. He lost, by the way, Dakota Harry Bush. The Harry Bush lost, but they would announce Harry Bush, but they announced Raw Dog, which wasn't right. Like,
that's not fair. Yeah, because one goes into the other. I mean, let's be real.
Wait, that's their nicknames or their real names?
No, their nicknames was – the guy's name is Dakota Harry Bush. That's his nickname is Harry.
And they his nickname's Harry.
But – and the announcer wouldn't say that. But the other guy's nickname was Raw Dog, and they said Raw Dog. And another guy's
Bruce
name was
– Buffer announcing?
Yeah.
Well, not only that, but isn't one of their major sponsors Manscaped? I mean, it seems like a pretty natural marriage. I don't know why they'd shy away from it now.
I bet you Bruce Buffer has never said Harry Bush or whatever the other one was.
Raw Dog? I'm sure he may have said both.
Yeah.
Also, Kay Hansen's fighting. She's the one that was like 16 years old and got like a scholarship to Harvard, allegedly, or offer maybe, or they were looking at her for softball. She went into fighting. She dropped out of school. Now she's 7-4. She's really good, though. She has an OnlyFans that's pretty popular. Her OnlyFans account. She's
doing it backward. Like, you're supposed to be on heroin and strung out first when you're young, and then you become champion. You can't start at Harvard and then start doing OnlyFans.
She's fighting Jasmine Jasudavikias. Yeah.
I'm sure that's how that's pronounced.
Oh, and then a girl named Vanessa Demopoulos. She's a girl who was a stripper. She wrote a book called The Stripper Bible. Have you guys read this book?
It's on my nightstand right now. I mean, who isn't reading The Stripper
Bible? Right next to your Bible, yeah.
What 50-year-old man isn't reading The Stripper Bible? I mean, come on. By the way, you know how they put like a blank, you know, like cut out of somebody on the UFC site when they don't have a picture of the fighter yet? For Kay Hansen, it's supposed to be Jasmine Jasu Devicious. Yeah. And the cutout's a dude.
Dude, meanwhile, don't you think that the girl, Vanessa, she was a pretty big stripper. Like, she was not only a featured dancer. She went around like, she should like make it rain. She should knock someone out, like have money and just throw it in the air on the girls, like if she was laying there. It should be like a gimmick, right? Like, you don't, or have like a manager walk out. Like, you don't think that, like, give a lap.
Maybe, yeah, then they have somebody go out and shoot somebody in the parking lot. Yeah, that's great.
I like how you try to give her the Ted DiBiase's gimmick. Like, she could have Vincent Virgil following her around in and out $100 bills for her defeated opponents.
Dude, I was at a strip club one time. It was like a day shift. And the girl was wearing like cheap heels, right? She was up at the top of the pole and she just like came flying down, right? Like, but her shoe like came off, like her heel, like, and it went straight into the guy's chest sitting next to me. And,
oh.
Like, dude, I was fucking dying, bro. Like, the guy was like, oh, like.
So was the other guy with the heel on his chest.
Yeah. Dude. One of the best experiences I ever had at a strip club. I did a gig in Arizona, in Phoenix, and it was the only gig. The gig went so well. I went with some porn. This is back in my single days. I went with this like porn star girl who basically gave me a handy, like while I was in the back seat, like while her gay friend was like driving, so she couldn't really like do that much. But and I don't want to like shoot on his head. But anyway, so I like got there and I like did my show. And it went so well, I got an encore, which is like not what you want as a comic, because I like they were like encore.
Yeah, material.
Yeah, I like closed on my best jokes. It was a
yeah. He didn't actually save the big hits for the encore.
Then Miss Nude World was like the stripper, right? She came into she was. I mean, which I heard there's a lot of Miss Nude Worlds. It wasn't like there's not one Miss Nude World. There's a lot of nude worlds, right? So I'm not sure the whole world's even involved in this contest.
Right. Maybe, yeah.
You know, people in like Pensacola or something. So, but I ended up, she brought me on stage and like pulled down my pants to my boxers, put like wax all over my junk. I ended up going home with her, like banging her like in like the butt. And then I like got the waitress's number And then I like, who was like the hottest one there, the bartender, usually the bartender. But I like drove home and got three tickets on the way home, and I still didn't even care. That's how high I was from this experience. But I just want to let everyone know.
Wait, why did she put wax on you?
That was like her gimmick.
What happened? Worst gimmick ever. Go run putting wax on people?
How do you get three tickets anyways? How are you doing to get three tickets?
For no insurance, no registration, no seatbelts.
I had like speeding and then like a parking ticket and like it was like failure to turn or something. It was just terrible. That was a terrible experience.
And you tried to tell the
wax
officer.
Level was too high.
Yeah.
You try to tell the officer, you're like, officer, I'm trying to fuck this woman. Do you mind? He's like, all right, here's your tickets. Get the fuck out.
Dude, I like went back like months later and the bartender who was like, she was really hot. She had a huge tattoo on her back. That was the only problem. It was like huge. Like it was almost like Max, what's his name? Max Holloway, those big wings. It was like too much.
Right.
But anyway, I had to wait for her to get off. So I had to go to the strip club for like 8 hours, like till she like, it was like 4 a.m. I got like an 8. So by the time she was like, so she gave me a blowjob. I think I came in like 3 seconds. She was like, you're kidding, right? I was like so worked up. That's not what you want to hear is you're kidding, right? Like that's my big closer. You know?
And then she was like, what's with all this wax on here?
I love this wax story. This story has nothing to do with anything. He's just like, I just wanted you guys to know that happened one time before I got married.
I came in 3 seconds.
Sorry, guys.
Put that on a card.
Yeah, I came in 3 seconds. Just wanted you to know that.
Oh, yeah. Don, what would your Hallmark cards be like? Roses are red, violets are blue. Sit on my face, bitch.
I bought you a card. Yeah. Bend over.
And I'll do you too.
Happy Valentine's Day, you fucking snowflake. Like-
Take more, you rotten whore.
Happy Easter. Get these Mexicans out of the country.
we're open season on them.
Oh my God. All right.
You know, one time this girl was at an autograph signing. I don't know why I was doing autograph signing. I should have been famous enough to do it, but I think it was me and Jim Everett, the old NFL quarterback. It was really strange. And so right. But she goes, can you sign something for my boyfriend, like something original? I was like, well, what do you want me to do? She goes, anything you want. I said, well, tell me about him. She goes, well, he's Palestinian. And I said, okay. What the hell's that?
Are you getting messages from another planet, Don? Are you monitoring?
Rolling up my windows before it rains.
Okay. Anyway, so she said her boyfriend was Palestinian. So I put whatever to his name. And I said, here's the getting the Jews out of Palestine.
Oh,
and then I signed my name and gave it to her. She looked at it. She goes, oh, yeah, could you write something else? Like, she goes, maybe give me a different one. And I was like, I think you'll think it's really funny. She goes, yeah, I don't know. Like, can you just write something else? So I wrote something really lame. But turns out he hit me on Twitter. He loved the first
one. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Dude, my wedding, like, I my thank you cards were so late. I just forgot to, like, write them. So finally I wrote, like, thanks for coming to the wedding. Sorry for the late card. I didn't think this was going to last. You know, I was just fucking.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Also, coming up in Eagle FC, Tyron Spong, who's like, you know who that is, right, John?
Yeah.
He's like one of the best kickboxers, like, ever.
And now Don has injured a hurricane.
He's fighting.
Oh my God. You bitch more than that woman. God almighty.
He's fighting.
You know what? You bit more than if I came in 3 seconds.
Greg Fry, how long does it take you to come?
I come whenever it's time to come. If she says be there at 7, I came at 6:30.
that's very thoughtful of you. Greg, you never came early in your life?
I think I almost exclusively came early. I don't know. I wouldn't know what coming on time would look like. So, you know, yeah. Exactly.
And Sean,
I show up late, but I come early.
And Sean, you bust always. You're like a big stallion in bed always.
Oh yeah, every time. Steroids help that though. In Viagra, Somebody asked me one time why I take Viagra every time I do it, and I'm like, "Have you ever taken Viagra?" They're like, "No." And I said, "Well, try it once, and then see if you keep doing it. It's the best." But,
I did have a tab one time, and it kind of felt like low grade ecstasy. Really, I enjoyed it.
I get mine from some guy in India, and I make him. He texts me all the time trying to sell it, so I make him identify himself as Stalker Texas Ranger, like because he like blows me up. Or actually. And he started calling himself Stalker Indian Ranger, which was great. So that's why every time he hits me up, he's like, this is Stalker Indian Ranger.
So you don't really know what you're taking.
No, it's from one of them online pharmacies. I'm sure it's legit.
So. I love it. He's taking heroin and fucking meth and shit. And he's like, this shit's great. You guys haven't tried it? Oh, my God. It's like the best feeling ever.
The only thing he won't take is the vaccine.
Yeah,
dude, I got a story for that.
He'll take fucking online Viagra from India, but that vaccine, I don't trust him. I don't know what's in it.
That's a great one. Real quick, I'm in. So I get to Las Vegas. I realize I've been on blood pressure pills since I was like in college. I don't know, for some reason genetically I have high blood pressure. Right? It could be the rage inside me. Anyway, so I get there. I realize my doctor didn't refill before I left. My doctor didn't refill my prescription. So I was like, oh great. So now I have no blood pressure pills. I'm going to Las Vegas, right? So if you don't take that stuff, the one I take, it will skyrocket your blood pressure once you stop. You know, I've been on it for 20 some years. So my blood pressure is running like 220 over 140, which is like stroke level. I go to Walmart there thinking they're going to help me out because the doctor's office closed over the weekend. And I said, hey, I have a prescription for you guys in Indianapolis. I need blood pressure pills. I'm out. My nose is pouring blood like every 10 minutes. My nose is bleeding. Like, it's not good. You know, like I'm having these headaches. Like, you don't have any refills left on your prescription. And I was like, I know, but I could like die. You know what I mean? So like you guys, normally they'll give you one or two. They'll just give them to you to carry you through till your next one, you know? Yeah. I had that happen before. And they kept telling me, no, there's nothing we can do. You can go doctor on demand online. I was like, they don't take my insurance. Well, I'll just go to the ER. I'm like, yeah, that's what I want to do. Go to the ER to get two blood pressures, you know, and pay $10,000. I said, no, I can't. And so I'm arguing with them. The lady has the balls to tell me if there's nothing they can do, but we can get you a COVID shot if you want your vaccine while you're here. We have those available. Like, she was so worried about my health. I'm at stroke level, nose bleeding. Not worried about that, but I can get my vaccine while I'm there. You know, like that was her consolation. I loved it. She goes, no, but you could get your vaccine if you wanted, if you haven't had it. I was like,
dude, it's so crazy.
I don't know.
I actually agree with Dana White. They asked Dana White about, about what Joe Rogan, how the 270 doctors that came out against Joe Rogan, and he's like, dude, Dana got COVID and did exactly what Joe Rogan told him to do and, like, was fine in 2 days, right?
Right.
And now you can't get what those pills that they took. But you can get all kinds of painkillers. He's like, those will actually kill you. And I got to agree. I mean, it's like – I don't know. It's just, to me
– I disagree with Dana on that one because it's not easy to get painkillers. You can tell Don can tell you that. I get it. It's almost impossible to get a doctor to get that.
Yeah, they just assume automatically that you're a drug addict and won't give you shit.
Yeah, well, I was in Mexico last week, bro. You go to any pharmacy in Mexico, you can get anything. I mean, anything.
That's why people go to Mexico.
It's crazy. I mean, I didn't get anything, but you could. All right, so Eagle FC, January 28th. You know Sergei Karatinov, Sean?
Yeah, the heavyweight, you mean?
Yeah, he's fighting Tyron Spong.
Yeah.
Who wins that fight, Tyron Spong or Sergei?
And probably Karatinov if he takes him down. He's a lot bigger than Spong. Spong's not a very big guy. He's a better stand-up fighter, obviously, than Karatinov. Don should know Karatinov from the Pride days. He fought over there, I think, same time. But Karatinov's got to be in his 40s, mid-40s, I would think. I don't know.
I'm trying to unmute him, but he's like still muted for some reason. I think
probably because of that wind tunnel.
Karatinov, his last fight, he lost to Chikongo. I think he was winning that fight, and then something happened. He was kicking his ass, and he lost. He lost to Linton Bissell. He beat Matt
Mitrione. He beat Mitrione, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He beat Mitrione. And then there was a low – and he knocked out Roy Nelson, lost to Josh Barnett in the Strikeforce Grand Prix. Yeah, he's fought Arlovsky. He knocked out Arlovsky. That should be a good fight. They have Tyron Spong listed at 2-0 against a guy who's 32-9. So, I don't –
Yeah. Spong's had like 100 kickboxing fights, though.
Yeah.
He is nasty standing up, man. That guy hits hard standing up.
Then they got Gabriel Checo, who's a good fighter.
Especially if he's on my head.
against Rashad Evans. Man, I hope Rashad wins, but I'm worried about him in this one. I just his last couple fights were rough. But But
I don't know why he's fighting again. Do you? That's seems really odd.
Wondering why is he fighting again?
He says he misses that. He says he still has that urge to fight. He misses it, and they probably pay.
Listen, if that's the case, then he can be a very dangerous fan. You know, if he's actually, if that's the case, if he's fighting because he needs money, then that's a different thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's got a great desk job at the UFC, and he's lost 1, 2, 3. He's lost 5 fights in a row. Starting with Ryan Bader, Glover, Daniel Kelly, Sam Alvey, and Anthony Smith. He's fighting Checo, who's mostly a jiu-jitsu guy, which is good for Rashad. But I still worry about it. I mean, Checo.
Who are you talking about?
Rashad Evans is fighting Gabriel Checo in Eagle FC in Khabib's thing. And then Anthony and Checo. And then also Tyron Spong is fighting Sergei Karatinov. Don, you know him?
No.
Oh.
No.
You know, yeah, Karatinov. You know him. He fought in Pride.
Okay.
You got to know him. He's been around for 5 years.
Whoa, wait.
A heavyweight. Heavyweight. Sergei Karatinov?
Oh, the blonde?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the beret, fighting the beret. Yeah. Yeah, he's fucking great.
He's fighting Tyron Spong.
I don't know if they ever fought with the beret on, but if he did, I would like to see that fight.
And then my buddy and then my buddy Anthony Njikawani is fighting. That should be awesome. John Howard, who's I think the first fighter to openly have autism, first male. He's fighting Ramazan Karamagomedov.
Again, Adam overlooking Shaw, but okay.
That's four.
And
maybe
then,
five.
Also, since we've been talking, since we've been last spoke, it got signed that Colby Covington is fighting Jorge Masvidal. Who do we like in that fight? March 5th, I believe.
I'll take Masvidal.
Really? Why?
Covington's just disappointed me the last fucking 4 fights. Jeez.
He's only lost 2 of them.
I feel like Sean McCorkle, you know, I'm making a bet there on his in favor of Covington.
And then Sean, you?
I say Covington will probably take him down and just lay and pray him to a win. I don't think he'll stand up with him. They trained, everybody knows, but they trained for years together, so they know each other's games completely. But I think Covington will just wrestle him the entire time. I don't think he wants to get knocked out by him. But you never know, man, when it's personal like that. That's a fight that's legitimately personal, like between those two. Like, that's not put on. That's not fake. They really genuinely used to be friends and hate each other now. So
yeah,
that should
taking pictures with, I guess, Masvidal's baby mama yeah. And, like, all kinds of
Colby goes overboard sometimes, man, and that's coming from me, which is saying something. But I think it's overboard.
Boy, that is the truth right there, boy. If fucking McCorkle says you're overboard, woo!
If I'm the voice of reason, you've got a problem. So.
Greg, who do we like in that fight?
I mean, you know, I was going to say Covington until what McCorkle just said. Now I think Masvidal is going to literally rip his neck open.
I think Colby's going to win. I think Masvidal, I think he kind of peaked with the Askren fight. And then I think it's like he hasn't looked the same. And granted, he fought Usman, but – you look at how they – I don't know. I just think Colby's got – I think Colby's not going to take this lightly. He's going to do nothing but train. He's obsessed. And I think he really wants that belt. And he was very close to beating Masvidal.
If we're talking – if we're really excluding all those outside factors, I really think the only person that could beat Covington really is Usman. That's his one guy that he just can't get – I think he can beat anybody else in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a good fight, though. I'm very excited about it. I wanted to show you.
And when is that?
That's March 5th. March 5th. It's the main event, and I guess they're trying to have Nate Diaz versus Poirier on the undercard. I mean, not on the undercard.
Where's it going to be at?
I mean, not on the undercard. It's like
in Vegas.
As like the co-main event.
Yeah, that's going to be in Vegas, right? Because I was trying to get the dirty at 12:30 for the 4th so I could go to that, and I guess someone else has it. Is it you? Are you the one that has it, Adam?
No.
Oh, okay. He said that's the one that's already booked in March, is March 4th. And I'm like, well, move those motherfuckers. I want to come March 4th so I can go to the fights on March 5th.
Yeah, that's going to be a great fight. That's going to be an awesome fight.
Yeah.
And then Amanda Nunes left her training camp. She left American Top Team and is starting her own training camp now.
Imagine that.
I think that's a little premature. I don't think you leave the camp that just built you into a champion the second you get there and just like decide to. I mean, that's a whole other set of responsibilities. I don't know. I think that's a mistake.
I think we need to leave decide whether things are premature or not to the expert, Adam. I don't know.
Good pickup, McCorkle.
Yeah. I don't understand. I mean, she loses once. I mean, where is she going to get better training?
Exactly. Like, is her career over? Is she retired? That seems like something you do when you retire. That isn't something you do. Like, you reach the pinnacle and then you're like, thanks, guys. I'm out. And like, I got it from me. Like, I don't know. That seems like the absolute wrong move.
Wait. She didn't reach the pinnacle. She lost her last fight, lost her title, and she's a mom. She wants to retire and be a mom. You know, she's got no. Her heart's not in it anymore.
Speaking of heart,
well, maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe she's going to go that direction now. You may be right about that.
Now, listen, something that we all have to talk about, very, very important. Are you guys fans of Vanilla Ice?
I guess.
In the 90s, I guess? In the 90s?
You got that poster over your bed, McCorkle.
Well, I don't know if you guys know this, but he's now a country rapper.
Oh, yeah.
I thought we have to show the video. Because he comes.
Hey, what can I do for you today? I got cash and I need to buy a horse. A horse? You don't look like you can ride no horse.
Well, I'm going to try.
Well, I tell you what. We got horse burgers. We got horse power. We got horse shoes. And I even sell you some horse manure to fertilize your yard.
Well, I came to the right place then.
Come on with me. Let's go.
Is this where you go to buy a horse?
I had a horse burger.
Is that like the thing? You go to buy a horse at the...
Don would know.
Yeah, they're like car lot. Yeah.
Country girls, yeah, going to your dance. Cowboys, yeah, going to your dance. And then Ninja Turtle. Everybody in the party to your dance. Put your left foot and pull it out, won't you? Stick your right foot and pull it out, won't you?
Ride the horse, baby, go wild on this donkey. That's my girl, she my one, she my only. Ride or die, yeah, my female homie. She drives a race car and a big truck. Lift kit, big wheels, never get stuck. Skin tight jeans and her boots on. Send her pheromones, my girl horny like a nympho. Cinco.
Can we stop listening to this now? Don
Julio. Thank you. I go wherever you go. Baby, you know me and you. Now let's go. Come on.
That is garbage.
That was exhausting.
Well, I'm glad I have something besides the Island Boys song in my head now that I'll have to struggle with for weeks because of this podcast.
Did he just make a list of shit that he thinks is country? Got a truck and a horse and a ranch with the bull. Got some rope and some boots and a shovel and some snow. I mean, the fuck was that shit? Jesus Christ.
Why was there?
There's a fence and there's a mountain.
I think Greg rapping that song as Hector Lombard could go viral.
On the ride in the mountain, I then ride with the bull and the elite and the sheep. They go ba ba ba, and that is how as a country style.
Okay. I just love that there's a Ninja Turtle in the back.
What is the Ninja Turtle doing there? I feel like he didn't pay the rights for that Ninja Turtle.
Why was there a Ninja Turtle?
You remember he did the Ninja Turtle soundtrack, so maybe that's still part of his deal. He could use a Ninja Turtle from time to time.
You think that was part of the deal? That for any use a Ninja Turtle?
Probably not. He probably didn't think that far ahead.
I'd like to thank Old Town Road for making this possible.
Dude, so I like tweeted out like, what, like, why did nobody, they had like 11,000 views from Vanilla Ice's actual account. And I'm like, why did nobody tell me that Vanilla Ice is now a country rapper? and Rogan retweeted and now it has like 200,000 views and the comments are just so fucking funny. It's just one after another of like, that ain't country. And where do I get that Waffle House tank top? And just one more of like, my ears are bleeding. And a comment, please hit us.
Like, just like, wait, they got Waffle House tank top?
Yeah.
Apparently, he's got one.
Where do I get that? Where do I get that?
I'd say check Poshmark.
I would say check your top drawer, Don.
No, that's the Waffle House tea back. I think so.
All right. Oh my God, that's
Craig,
so dumb.
Craig, what do you got coming up?
Me in Vegas, headlining the second week of the brand new club there at the Strat, the LA Comedy Club. We're now on the main floor. Come on out and check it out. That's all of next week.
Sean, what do you
got? And of course, the end of the month of February, I'll be at Laughs in Tucson, and hopefully Don Fry will be able to make it. I'll be sending you reminders right before, Don.
Wait, when is that?
I got to look at the calendar. Whatever that last month is, that last weekend, like the 24th, 25th or some shit.
February, you said?
February.
Riding a horse now.
I think we should all make it out there to see Greg's show and do a podcast live. That's what we should do.
That would be awesome.
Do it. Come on out. Yeah, 25, 26. February 25th and 26th in Tucson.
I got room in my house, sir. Come on.
Country girl's going to do your dance. All right. Don Fry, what do you have coming up?
At the end of the month, I'm going to go watch Greg Wilson at Comedy Club here in Tucson, Arizona. This weekend, I'll be in L.A. watching the fight.
Nice. The Honda Center down in Anaheim.
And then, Sean, what do you got coming up?
Nothing. I'm just going to be recovering from whatever the hell it is I caught while I was in Las Vegas.
All right.
I believe that's called COVID.
No. I was wearing a mask the entire time. It's impossible.
I will be at the Funny Bone in Des Moines this week. I'm probably going to see Pat Miletich this week at the Des Moines Funny Bone this Friday and Saturday night. And then I'm in Cabo at the end of the month. And I'm in San Diego and Palm Springs. A bunch of stuff coming up. Thank you, guys. And I'm in Alaska February 18th and 19th. In Alaska. Thank you guys so much. Love you guys. Have a good week.
See you,
good times.
Bye. Yep.